Let's talk about calling on Jesus as we're led by the Spirit of the Lord today. We see many who call on the name of Jesus these days. But there is a walk that we have to accept if we expect to see results from us calling on his name. So we know God does not change like shifting wind. We know that God accepts us just as we are. But we also know that the Lord expects for us to change, to grow, to overcome, and to mature. So when we call on his name, he will answer us. Jesus did everything God the Father required of him. He laid down his life for the good of mankind. He became the high priest and the intercessory between God and man. He became a body for the people of God to live through. Christ made himself available to those who are faithful to God and call on his name so he will answer them. Are we calling on the name of the Lord in a way so he will answer us? We've been calling on God since the beginning of time. Ever since mankind began to multiply on the earth, we've been calling on the Lord. The prophet Elijah is an example of us calling on God. He went before the people of God because they were wavering in their belief. Some believed in the Lord and some did not. Others were beginning to call on other gods. Elijah taunted those who believed in other gods, telling them to call louder, but maybe their God will answer them. And then Elijah called God's people to rebuild the altar and place wood around it. Elijah called on the name of the Lord, and fire from the Lord burned up the sacrifice. The people fell prostrate and called and cried out, "The Lord, he is God." This is the way we have to come to call on God. We got to see that there's no other way. There's no other God but the Lord. See, stories like these, finding God's word, seem unbelievable because we're unable to call on the Lord and get the same kind of results. We call on the Lord all the time, looking for results, crying out for help. Many times we only receive small results, if any at all. We don't receive the results the Lord wants to provide because of how we walk before him. Why can't we call on the Lord and receive great results like the prophet Elijah and Paul and Peter and John and others? See, when they called on the Lord, the results not only impacted their lives, it impacted both the believers and non-believers around them because God's power was at work. Elijah could not fake the fire, and neither can we fake God working and moving in our lives. So what's missing? Has God changed? Surely not. So what is different? What has changed? Why is the results not as amazing as they were before? See, the only difference is us, which means we have to look at how we are walking when we call on the name of Jesus. How's our relationship with God? Are we listening and paying attention to God? Are we applying God's word to our lives? See, in the past, God's people were always before him, seeking him daily. But today, we only seek the Lord when we're in trouble, when we need something, or a few days a week. Therefore, we don't get the same results. Go with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Verses 8 through 12. We don't seek the Lord every day. We don't glorify his name every day. So our results are not the same. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 8 through 12 says, "Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nation what he hath done. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of all of his wonderful acts. Glory in his name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgment he has pronounced." See, if we want the same results as found in God's word, then we have to walk right before him. It is God's word being on our lips every day that makes results different. See, we're still doing violence. We're still keeping our feet from God's path. Do we think we can get any results this way? Doing things that should not be done before God and still expecting God to move in our lives. Do we believe we can live any kind of way, any kind of lifestyle and still get results from God? Do we believe we can go into places we should not be and dress any kind of way and do things we should not do and still call on the name of the Lord and see him move in our lives? Do we think God's grace and mercy cover up the way we walk and live? See, our results won't be big like those who walked before us, who walked right before God. See, the Lord won't be quick to give an answer to our prayers. He won't be quick to show us the wonders of his love. We won't be able to take refuge in him, nor can we hide in the shadow of his wings, because we're not steadfast in him. We're not devoted. We so quickly turn away, and then he won't answer us. Our mindset is not the same as those who came before us. We're ungrateful for what God has already done. We don't cry out to the Lord asking how we can repay him for what he's already done. See, we don't lift up our cup of salvation, thanking the Lord every day, calling on his name every day. We don't work to fulfill our promises and vows to God every day. We let them slide. So we don't get the same results when we call on his name. See, we don't see ourselves as the Lord's servant anymore. We believe we've already been transformed into the image of Christ, that we already made it over. We don't reflect on where we stand in the Lord, and we don't believe that there's a lot more changing needed in us. We're not even close to being the person God wants us to be and called us to be. We need to fulfill our vows to the Lord, be faithful in the things of God, so when we call on his name, he will answer us quickly because he sees our faithfulness. See, we have to stop calling on the name of the Lord in a way where he don't answer us. God does not answer us because of what race we are, our nationality, our status, our sex, or how rich we are, or how much office we give. He's the same Lord to all who call on his name. But for those who are faithful, call on the name of the Lord, he will save. The Lord will answer. How can we call on the name of the Lord if we receive false teaching, if a person who's teaching us was not sent by God? What happens to those who hear but don't believe? Calling on the Lord will not produce the same results we expect. Our faith won't grow. This is why we're not getting the same results. There's a weak link. It needs to be uncovered. We need to connect our faith to Jesus and no one else. No matter if we're a believer who serves in a church, a minister, a pastor, evangelist, or overseer. If we correct our beliefs and actions, then the issues will be resolved. We'll be able to see great things from God. See, we have to look at the sin that's within us to take it to the Lord so we can overcome, pursue righteousness, faith, and love, and peace. So when we call on the name of the Lord with a pure heart, he will answer us. We're calling on the Lord while seeking things that will perish, big houses, expensive cars, and worldly riches, and extravagant lifestyles. And when we start calling on the name of the Lord for the salvation of our soul, for godly riches, then the Lord will see the goodness in our heart and answer us. When we call on the name of the Lord for the right reason, for the right things, he will answer us. This is what the Word of God teaches us. Do you ever remember calling on one of your parents and they did not answer you? How did you feel? What came over you? See, we have to make a choice, not only to decide who we're going to call on when we have fear and anxiety, but are they the right source to call? See, we call on Jesus so we can see the full measure of God's blessings and promises in our lives. See, if you and I want to powerful results from our prayer life, then we need to seek the Lord's face. We can't keep straying away from God expecting the Lord to answer our prayers. We have to hide God's word in our hearts so we don't keep sinning and turn away from God. See, when we don't properly seek the Lord, we won't get the results that are described in God's word. See, if we seek the kingdom of God first, then all that we need will be added to us. If we seek the Lord first, we don't have to worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Every day has enough trouble for itself, so let us seek the Lord so he can be found by us. See, if we call on the name of Jesus correctly, if we seek the Lord for the right reason and in the right way, then we don't have to worry. God knows what we need. All we have to do is seek his kingdom first, and all things will be given to us. Go with me to Luke chapter 12, verses 29 to 32. How we seek God will determine where we are in the Lord. Do we seek the kingdom of God first in our lives? Let's be truthful about what we go after and what we see. See, because that's the ties to the results we get when we pray. Luke chapter 12, verses 29 to 32 says, "Do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after such things, and your Father knows what you need. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom." See, one of the prescribed way we're instructed to seek the Lord is by faith. For without faith, it's impossible to please God. Another prescribed way we seek the Lord is by believing. We must believe that he exists, and he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So we must come to believe in the name of Jesus. It's no good for us to call on someone we don't know, who don't know us. See, Christ Jesus teaches us that we have not seen him, we who believe in the name of Jesus are truly blessed. We have to know why we're calling on the Lord. See, many today call on the Lord for anything and everything. God's prophets, apostles, and disciples call on the name of Jesus so God's people can be enlightened, receive forgiveness, and be saved. We call on the name of Jesus to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. See, too many of us are like the crippled man who was sitting alongside the temple. When Apostle Peter passed by, he expected to receive a material blessing. Peter did not have a silver or gold to give the man. But in the name of Jesus, God made the man walk. Lord, help us today. Go with me to Acts chapter 3, verses 4 through 8. See, why do we call on Jesus? Is it for spiritual blessings or material blessings? See, God knows what we need. We must see God first. Acts chapter 3, verses 4 to 8 says, Peter looked straight at him, as did John. And then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave him his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, walk." Taking the man by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. So when we call on the name of Jesus for spiritual blessing, we're also gifted with the ability to teach and speak in the name of the Lord. Today, many are teaching and preaching through themselves, through their own education, and not in the name of Jesus, not through the Spirit of the Lord, but through Christ. And in Christ, we can't help but speak what God and the Spirit has already shown us and taught us through faith of the Father and the Son. We have to be able to experience the Lord's presence in our lives. Like when the apostles and disciples were praying, the place they were meeting was shaking, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the words of God boldly. This is the reason we need to meet together, to grow together in the Lord, so we can experience God's power at work in our lives, working in the church. This is not about making a name for yourself. It's about upholding the holy name of Jesus and honor so many come to believe and openly confess their sins and receive the Lord and join us in Christ. It's very important that when we call on the name of Jesus, that we were the Lord has planned for us to be. Does that mean that when we pray and cry to the Lord, it will produce great results? It does not mean we won't have trouble in our lives. When we're in the wrong place, in the wrong situation, being unfaithful, and we call on the name of Jesus, it won't produce the results we expect. We need to live right, so when we call on the name of Jesus, he will answer us. We will hear from on high, and God will look upon us with favor. We draw closer to the Lord, offering to God our sacrifices of praise, confessing with the fruits of our lips in the name of Jesus. We can't forget that we were called. We can't forget that we were chosen by God to walk and live by the name of Jesus before the Father and the Son. Glory to God. God taught us that he will uphold his holy name. There's no other name higher than God. You and I need to call on him in the right way. Praise the Lord. It is in your name, Lord, that we call. Only in the name of Jesus does the Father move. There is that power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When we're in trouble, when we seem to be lost, when no one else would help us, we dropped down on our knees and we called on your name, Lord. That is when you and I saw the light. That's when we knew there was a God. But what we've done since then, that's the question. We felt the power in the name of Jesus moving in our lives. We had to keep on seeking the Lord. We can't turn back to our old ways of life and calling on Jesus and expect powerful results. If we want results from our prayers, from us going to church, from us paying tithes and offering, then we need to live in a way that God will honor our prayers, see our faithfulness, and accept our offerings. It's in the name of Jesus that we live our lives so we can be spiritually rich, so we can have life full of peace. It's in the name of Jesus where we obtain peace for our families, security on our jobs, money in our bank account, and love in our hearts. It's in the name of Jesus that God promises come true and that we are truly blessed because we live right before God. See, it's in the name of Jesus when our faith is intact and our life is right before God that God answers our prayers. See, the Lord will find us faithfully. He will find and see the righteousness and the purity of our hearts, and God will look down on us in favor. It's in the name of Jesus and us moving and living right that God will bless our families and our households, Lord. He will bring peace to our bodies. He'll heal us and bring us to the prosperity that God will see that we are the kind of person that God has called us to be. We mimic the image of Christ Jesus for our lives. We walked in his footsteps. We follow God's word. We understand that God is the Lord of our life, and it's in the name of Jesus that we cry out every day. Lord, we cry out in your name, Lord Jesus. Give us understanding, God. Teach us, Lord, spiritually how to walk and overcome things in our life and in this world, God. It's in you, Jesus. It's in your name that all power and authority that exists. It's in the name of Jesus that you and I can overcome all things. In the name of Jesus. A true believer calling, laying prostrate on, being on their knees, crying out to God with a good heart and a good conscience, whose hands are clean, that God will answer our prayers. So if we want results from our prayer, if we want results from us calling on the name of Jesus, it is critical that you and I walk as the ones that walk before us, faithfully seeking God every day of our lives, night and day, calling on the name of Jesus. We don't take a day off. Jesus is always on our lips. God's word is always in our minds. See, we're always thinking about God. See, so God sees how intent we are seeking and coming after him. See, he'll answer your prayers because he knows that you are seeking the kingdom of God first. See, if you and I want the results, if we want to see results in our prayers and our giving, and Lord Jesus help us, we got to come to God correct, upright. God will move in our lives. It would be so powerful. It would impact not only our lives, but it would impact other lives. Believers and non-believers will see how God is working and answering our prayers and moving in our lives and seeing the blessings of God being poured out upon other people. It's in the name of Jesus that the Father moves. So you and I got to put all our trust and all our faith in that name. And we got to walk right so that name means something to us. So it means something to those we walk before. It's in the name of Jesus that our whole faith is built up and put together. And our whole lives are protected and guided and instructed. And no harm comes to those who believe and walk right and who have faith in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today. It's in your powerful name, Jesus, that we come, Lord, that you look upon us, Lord, and look at our lives and look at how we walk before you, God, that we seek you every day, Lord. You see that we love your word, Lord. We love the fellowship with your sons and daughters, God. We love being before you. Nothing like the presence of God. Nothing like being in your presence, Lord Jesus. Nothing like being with you, Father God. See, we seek you all night and day. So when we cry out, when we call on your name, you will move in our lives. Thank you, Father, for being so faithful. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being a Lord and Savior, interceding for us and making a way for us. We thank you for all we do. We call on your name. We seek you every day of our lives. Move, God. Move in our lives, move in those who are faithful to follow you. We thank you for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.